Chapter 2. Ra's Secret Name. At the beginning of the world, Ra also made Thoth. Thoth was the god of knowledge and magic. One day, Thoth said, "If Nut, the goddess of the sky, has a son, this son will one day rule Egypt." This made Ra angry. "Nut shall never have a son," he cried. "She shall never have any children. She shall not have a child on any day in any year. These are my words. Nothing can change them." Nut was very sad about this, and she asked Thoth to help her. Thoth loved Nut, and he soon thought of a clever plan. He visited Khonsu, the moon god.
"Let's play a game of draughts," Thoth said to Khonsu.
Khonsu agreed because he liked playing games and he liked winning. But Thoth was very clever.
"If I win a game, you must give me some of the moon's light," he said.
The two gods played many games of draughts, but Khonsu could not win against Thoth. He lost all the games until Thoth had enough of the moon's light to make 5 extra days. He put these 5 extra days between the end of the old year and the beginning of the new year. So, Nut's 5 children were born on these 5 days. Osiris was born on the first day, Harmachis on the second day, Set on the third, Isis on the fourth, and Nephthys on the 5th. When Osiris was born, a voice from the heavens above cried, "The god of all is born!" Thoth taught all his knowledge to Isis and Osiris. Isis learned quickly from Thoth and also from Khonsu, the moon god. She learned about the moon and she became Egypt's greatest ever magician. When they were older, Isis and Osiris married, and Nephthys married her brother Set. After that, when people were pharaohs, they also married their sisters. The pharaohs often had many wives, but their sister wife was always the queen. But Isis was not queen, and Osiris was not king yet. Ra was still pharaoh of Egypt, but he was becoming older and older.
"What can I do?" thought Isis. "How can I stop the rule of Ra on earth? Osiris cannot become king while Ra still rules."
Then she remembered her lessons from Thoth about Ra's secret name. None of the gods knew it, and this name gave Ra all his powers.
"I must know Ra's secret name," Isis thought. "I can only stop him if I know this name."
Isis also had knowledge of magic from Khonsu, the moon god. She thought of an evil plan. With her magic, she made the world's first cobra, and she put poison into it. She then put the snake in the grass near Ra. When Ra saw the snake, the light of his eye gave it life. The snake then bit Ra on his foot. It hurt a lot, and Ra shouted. All the other gods and goddesses came quickly.
"Something bit me," cried Ra. "But what is it? I did not make it. How can this be? I am the only god with the power to make things. Bring the children of the gods to me. Some of them know magic. Maybe one of them can help me."
The gods and their children tried to help Ra, but they could not. Ra became ill because of the snake's poison. First he was hot, and then he was cold, and he could not see very well. Isis came before him and spoke quietly.
"Only I can help you, but you must tell me your secret name. I need to put the secret name into a spell."
So Ra said his many names, and he finished with these words.
"I am Kapera in the morning. I am Ra at noon. I am Turn in the evening."
Isis tried putting all these names into her spell, but none of them worked. Ra felt even hotter. The poison was burning inside him.
"None of these is your secret name," said Isis. "Tell it to me, and the poison will leave your body."
"I will tell you my secret name," cried Ra. "But you must not tell it to anyone. You can only tell it to Horus. He will be your son with Osiris. Horus will rule Egypt when Osiris goes to the Duat, the land of the dead."
"I will never tell anyone your secret name," said Isis. "Only Horus and I will know it."
So Ra told Isis his secret name, and she put it into her spell. This time the spell worked, and the poison left Ra's body. But from that moment, Ra could not rule on Earth anymore. He left Earth and he went to live in the heavens. Every day he was the sun, moving across the sky from east to west. And every night he travelled under the earth through the Duat, the land of the dead, until morning.